ABC Radio Australia.
We start with the news that it's understood that as many as 10 people have been buried alive after a landslide in Papua New Guinea's central province. Emergency management officials still trying to establish the exact number of people who have been killed, but the disaster has happened in a remote area and information is slow to emerge. The local MP has told journalists that those caught in the landslide at Goilala were sleeping at an informal alluvial gold mining camp. Our PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting is following events and joins me from Port Moresby. Nat, good morning to you. I mean, what more do we know about this situation, and in particular, just how remote is the area that we're talking about?
Good morning, Richard. Well, as you said, the remoteness of this area is meaning that it's been quite slow to get the information out. So we understand that the landslide actually happened early Monday morning, but we're just getting some of these details in the last 12 hours or so. So it's at a area of Goilala in the central province, a small village of Saki, which is basically set up as an alluvial mining camp. So these people were all at the side of a mountain doing alluvial mining. It's believed that the landslide happened quite early in the morning, so people were asleep. William Saab has told us that they don't have exact figures on how many people were in the camp that was hit by this landslide. But as you said, it is thought to be 10 or more, and he doesn't believe that there have been any survivors.
Do we know, therefore, at this stage, what may have caused the landslide? Did work at this alluvial mining camp nearby contribute in any way?
There has been some heavy rain, and Mr. Saab thought that could have been a contributing factor to this landslide. And it is also thought that perhaps some of the alluvial mining operations could have contributed by making the ground less stable. There had been clearing of trees in the region, so it's thought perhaps that may have been a factor, but these details aren't confirmed just yet. Now, this area where the alluvial mine is set up, it is near the former Tulukuma gold mine, but it's about a three-hour walk from there. See, that's one of the issues that authorities have faced. You can only walk or fly to this site. So it is quite a distance from that established gold mine. So Mr. Saab didn't think it played a part.
It's away from the existing mine, but maybe it's due to clearance of the forest and exposure to weather. So, and then the alluvial activity at the base of the hill, and then that gave way to the water to soil to loose and then collapse.
That's the local MP, William Saab. Now, Nat, how are the PNG authorities responding to this incident, and what sort of help are they dispatching to the area? Because I imagine certainly the ground in the immediate area would still be quite dangerous.
That's right. And they also have had the issue, as I've said, you have to fly to get into the site. And there has been issue with bad weather, which they thought may delay them reaching the site yesterday. They did manage to make it. So the local MP, William Saab, and a small team flew to the site yesterday afternoon, despite initial concerns about whether they'd be able to because of the weather. So they arrived. There's no mobile reception at the site, so we haven't heard from them yet. They've stayed the night there. They're doing an initial assessment. Then we're going to have more disaster officials flying in today to assess the situation. There are concerns that this landslide may have built up, that the built up ground may have created a bit of a temporary dam. And the central governor, Robert Agarobe, explained that and said, you know, once they do the assessment, they may need to actually get specialists from the army in to clear it if that is the case. Here's a little of what he had to say.
So where the landslide happened, it's between very steep cliff faces. And that's why with the heavy rain, I think, and the cutting off of the forest has led to this landslide. But what's happened is that the cliffs have collapsed. Edges have collapsed and built up a little dam. So they built up a dam, and there are sort of hamlets all along the riverside. So what our fear is that if the dam builds up eventually and it breaks, it could cause more damages downstream.